Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to get into here today. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be joining us. AW Summer Blockbuster is tonight. It's in Portland, Oregon. It's a 3-hour drive-ish. Depends on traffic. I was that close to going, but I don't think it's going to work out here today. So we will get in everything on the show tonight. There's a lot of matches announced for the show, so we'll talk about those. I will be going to the two shows in Kent, which is very weird, by the way. They're not doing Wednesday and then the following Saturday. They're doing Saturday and then the following Wednesday, which is a much longer stretch of time. So, we'll be talking about that here today. Yes, it does look like there's going to be an After Dark today, unless something works out in the next 10 minutes or so. I will be doing After Dark 2 Pacific 5 Eastern, and we will have a special guest here today. So, I think we're just going to do a normal day as opposed to a completely maniacal day, which I considered this morning. So anyway, we'll talk about all of the news. There's not a ton of it, so it will be a good day to ask questions of myself and Filthy Tom. Lead the discussion here today. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, as well as F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Father's Day is just around the corner, right? Or did it pass? I can't remember. But the point is, Father's Day cameos are a great gift for everybody here. So I will I'll be back in a moment. Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Golly, do you not hear music or what? Now I gotta sneeze. Anything else?
Welcome back to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Filthy Tom Waller here in the second segment of the show.
Now Suncast says we have no audio. Is anybody here?
Oh, Jesus. I can hear you.
I mean, you're just going to have to... I'm going to tell them to reboot everything, because we're on. Because everything is working here. I don't know why it wouldn't work there. I'll do one thing. Tom, say hi to everybody.
While hey, I go, how's it going, everybody? I already said that. Are we back on the air? Wrestling Observer Live?
I don't know what he's doing. He's trying it again. Now it's working? Yeah, now it's working. See, that was all he needed to do.
YouTube, can you hear me?
You unplug it, and you plug it back in.
What a calamity. A comedy of errors.
So here's the thing, everybody. I'm gonna ask the listeners what to do. Because the AW show is in Portland, okay? Dynamite's in Portland. So here's the deal. We've got Mystico in action. Tekla and Queen Aminata.
Oh.
Tony Storm and Julia Hart with Mercedes on commentary. Oof. Would you stop it? Fletcher and Anthony Bowens.
Hot damn.
Okada and Kenny doing a contract signing.
Good lord.
MJF, Bobby, and Shelton versus Mike Bailey, Kevin Knight, and Commander.
Come on.
And Will Ospreay versus Swerve.
Masterful.
All right. So, like, I could do this show and then go, okay? But I would have to reschedule today's After Dark, which I feel bad about doing. And then the Observer Radio Show would probably have to be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. because I ain't getting back tonight. The thing is, it's a 4 hour show. If it were a 2 hour show, that'd be one thing. You know, I'd be out of there by 7 o'clock. I'd be back in plenty of time. But it's a 4 hour show, so I'm not out of there till 9, and you know, I'm not going to get back until late. It'd be just like. I would be, it's just, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? What am I doing?
I think you should go.
I know you do.
I think you go. I think you send me like an AI prompt and I'll get on with Dave at 4 a.m. I'll do the show with him until 6.
You could host the show with Dave.
Then you're free and clear.
I mean, you just have to connect the same way you connect here. Brandon says, don't go. It seems like a lot. Tony says, send Brian a private plane. I don't know, man. Lance wants me to do After Dark. Pick up Jim Valley and go. Jim Valley's already there. He's already in Portland. He wasn't an idiot like me. Oh, God. I'll think about it.
Can you go and stop at Voodoo Donuts for me?
I could do anything, but I'd have to figure out how to do everything. How about I just get mad, and then we'll see how I feel afterwards, okay? All right, here's the thing. God, I did not like NXT last night. Did you watch that show?
I did. I watched the whole thing. It's my duty.
Hated it. I don't want to say, I shouldn't say I hated it, but here's what's really irritating me about all of wrestling lately, okay? Yeah, I know, everybody, it just hit me today, but it's irritating. And it actually ties into tonight. So tonight's 4 hours of Dynamite. Tonight is also Evolve, which I guess is on Tubi, whatever that is.
Yes.
And also there is an Against All Odds replay, their app special. They just happen to be airing it for free, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch at 8 Eastern tonight.
Huh, cool. What a coinky day.
Yeah, there's a 3.5 hour whatever TNA show airing head to head with the 4 hour AEW, and there's Tubi. Okay, so like,
come on, Tubi.
Okay, hold on.
Don't even
hold on. Let me put it this way. Okay,
one of these is not like the other.
Let me put it this way. It actually doesn't bother me. These different promotions are counter-programming against AEW, okay? That doesn't bother me, all right? Because, you know, AEW is, I mean, whatever. They're big kids, you know? No one is not watching Dynamite tonight. If you're an AEW fan, okay? If you're like an AEW fan and you look at the AEW lineup and you're like, oh my God, should I drive to Portland or not? If you're an AEW fan, you aren't going to suddenly go, I'm going to watch that TNA app special on YouTube. You're not going to do that, okay? If you're an AEW fan and you go, my God, Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland, you're not going to suddenly go, hey, you know what? I'm going to watch Tubi tonight. You're not going to do that, okay? So my point is, like, it's basically a waste of time, okay? You're not taking any viewers away from AEW by doing this. But this is what actually bothers me, okay? I really like NXT, okay? It's got its ups and downs, no doubt about it, okay? But I like the show. It's one of the shows that I look forward to every week. But for like the last 3-4 weeks now, golly gee willikers, I'm freaking sick of Evolve. Like, everything, it's all over the show now, okay? Oh, golly, we had, I can't even remember her name for the love of God. Lainey Reed.
Who, hey, let me say something about Lainey Reed. She's a damn good athlete.
Yes, she is.
You could tell, but God, she's green. But...
God bless her, but like, who in God's name is Lainey Reed? She just showed up totally out of random last week, and they're like, there's Evolve's Lainey Reed.
You know who she is, Brian? She's the sassy Southern Belle.
So then she shows up this week, and they put her in a title match. She's in a title match on television with JC Jane. And then we've got this LFG bloke, God bless the guy, this big Jasper Troy, who, like, golly. I mean, I understand that, like, when you hear a name over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you kind of stop thinking about it. That's a theory. But it didn't work with Katana Chance! That name sucked for life, okay? And Jasper Troy is the dumbest name. Jasper Troy. It'd be one thing if he were Troy Jasper. That'd be better. Jasper Troy. This guy's saddled with the worst name.
Brother, you gotta get out of the Northwest. You gotta get out of the Pacific Northwest.
So Jasper,
culture yourself a little
Jasper
bit.
Troy. Now this guy comes out of nowhere. He's doing a main event with Obafemi.
Okay, no. He didn't come out of nowhere, Brian. He's been on TV for weeks and weeks. Like 3 or 4 weeks.
No, it hasn't been
NXT.
3 or 4 weeks. He's maybe been shown in a back, they showed a clip from LFG. He's been shown in a backstage segment. It's been, at best, 3 weeks. Now he's headlining the show. It's another guy. It's like, who is Jasper Troy? Guys, nobody watched LFG. Did you get the ratings for that show? I mean, under like it was like 80,000 people were watching that every week.
What was it on?
I can sit here and rant about like the return of R-Truth. It'll get 80,000 people on YouTube, maybe. But the point is, dude, NXT is all, we got to get people watching Evolve. We got to get people watching Evolve. We got to get people watching, like, dude, I just want to watch NXT. If you want to bring in Jasper Troy, because he's a big dude and he's got some talent, and you want to put him on the roster and he becomes a regular guy, and that's fine. Like, do that. But the show is now all about, hey, you got to watch next season of LFG. Here's an LFG guy in a match. Hey, you need to watch Evolve on Wednesdays. Here's an Evolve match. And by the way, you also have to watch TNA. So, like, here's some TNA guy. I'm like, dude, can I just watch the actual show? Is that too much to ask?
You must also watch AAA.
And AAA.
And WWE ID. Which, yes, is separate than Evolve.
I just want to watch NXT. That's all. If I wanted to watch Evolve, I'd watch Evolve. If I wanted to watch LFG, I'd watch LFG. If I wanted to watch Impact, I do watch Impact. I try. But like, dude, I'm not even watching NXT anymore. I'm just watching all these other shows. Am I the only one? I should just drive to Portland and get out of here now. I'll be back. Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All these things, this, that.
The other.
Now Dave's all right doing the show at 9 a.m. tomorrow. That opens that door. But then someone from Jiu-Jitsu just messaged a happy birthday and asked if I'm teaching tonight. Then we got Lance here telling me he likes Jasper Troy. He says, have you forgotten Husky Harris and Michael McGillicuddy? Yeah, those suck too. That doesn't mean Jasper Troy's any good. God. You know what Jasper Troy's real name is?
No. Bart?
Yeah, he's actually got like a cool name. Antoine Frazier. That's miles better than Jasper Troy. Miles. And then they changed. You know what's funny? Of all the names I don't even mind at all, they changed Mariah May's name. She's now Blake Monroe. Which, the Blake thing's a little weird because everybody just remembers Wesley Blake, which was also a terrible name, by the way.
Blake Christian,
yeah. But, I mean, obviously, they're trying to. I mean, she's supposed to be Marilyn Monroe. I mean, hello? Some of you not know anything about anything? I mean, people are like, oh, the audio died again? See, I just need to leave. I just need to get out of here. Are we back? Nope. He's got to reboot everything again. Yep. Well, you know, when he comes back, I'm going to tell him what to do.
Who?
I don't care if you guys can't hear me. You see that?
Who's got to redo what?
Suncast needs to just reboot the whole thing. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Osiris Griffin. Yeah, that's another one. We audio
that,
reset.
That name's worse than Jasper Troy.
Osiris Griffin?
Yeah.
See, I don't think so.
Well, you're wrong.
I mean, it's not like it's a good name, but he's Egyptian, and it's I got to text this guy. He can't hear me. I'm gonna re. Yeah, this is dead air. Okay. But you know what? It doesn't matter because everyone on Sports Byline Broadcasting can hear me. Right? Yeah, switch over to Sports Byline for audio, people. He's gonna reboot this whole thing and we're just gonna start all over again. All right. What are you writing down there? Am I still ranting about names? So Mariah May has got a new name. It's Blake Monroe. Obviously, like, everybody's like, oh, they're stealing the gimmick from Timeless Tony. Well, they kind of are in the sense that, you know, she's an old silent movie bombshell. That's what they're doing. But, you know, it's she's supposed to be Marilyn Monroe. She's Blake Monroe. She did the gimmick in the bathtub. You know, they did a total 60s, you know, whatever, even though she was dead by then. So that's the idea here.
This was actually inspired by Sabrina Carpenter, almost frame for frame.
Well, a little bit, but I mean, the Monroe is obviously from Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. Why not just go Mariah Monroe?
They could have done Mariah Monroe. Apparently she's got a little niece. Lance says, with the luck you are having, do not get on the highway. That's probably a good point.
Why is Lance such a hater?
He's not a hater. He's being friendly. He's trying to keep me from dying on the last day of my 40s.
Oh, my God. That's not what's happening. Oh, my God. Is it really?
Yeah.
You're 49?
I did my last...
Hold on. What?
I did my last workout in my 40s about an hour and a half ago. Where have you been, dude? I'm 50 tomorrow.
Wow, that's crazy.
Frickin' 50.
That is amazing.
Yep. Now everyone acts like they don't know how old I am. You guys are all idiots. Golly. Good thing there's like nothing to talk about here today. Do you realize literally there's no other news to talk about unless we want to talk about Raw ratings? There's literally nothing else to talk about.
Really?
I mean, I could talk about the whole NXT review, but I'm. Do I really need to get more angry?
Well, they've added a steel cage stipulation to the main event of Triple Mania this upcoming weekend. So that's something.
This guy tells me I should give my senior discounts. I swear to God, I went to the mailbox the other day and I had a AARP card. Swear to God, they sent it to me. I'm like, God. But then I can't actually use the card unless I like subscribe to the AARP magazine or whatever. Can you believe it? Ancient. Should I just kill time until we get the video back, or should I just like act like we're on the radio?
Brian, did you see what WWE Vault put up yesterday?
What, my first matches?
No. 10 minutes of fur face.
What?
Yes.
Who's fur face?
Oh, we're back.
I don't know if fur we have face. Audio still. Do we have audio? Fur Not looking face. Good?
Furface apparently was.
I'm gonna unplug something to plug it back in.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake doing run-ins in a costume with a furry face, essentially. Didn't look too much different from that bloke that was on the old Christmas show a few years ago in the furry costume, to be fair. And then he also did a few run-ins where he was dressed as a mariner.
All right, I unplugged and plugged it back in, but I don't know if that did any good right there. Let's see what he's got here.
So
now it can't even find the Scarlet.
Was my audio preserved?
Dom, is this good radio or is it sucked?
We're
it's
on the radio.
Better than
Lance
that
is
one
yelling
time
at me.
Where
you're on
you
the
and
radio.
Mike were both silently laughing.
What happened?
Oh my God! I thought we weren't even on the radio at this.
No,
point.
We're on the radio the whole time.
Oh my! Oh boy.
Yeah, Lance is yelling at me. You're on the radio. Do a radio show. No, it's a combo show. We might not just be streaming today, which, by the way, suggests I should skip after dark because, like, we can't get the video working.
Well, look at that.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
are all starting to come together.
Now the Scarlet is broken. It's just not working.
Brian, there was a new number one contender crowned to a WWE title today.
Why don't you tell everybody about it? I'll be right back.
Yeah. The Speed Tournament continues on as it always does in perpetuity, I believe would be the term. Today, a new number one contender was crowned for the champion, who happens to be El Grande Americano. And who will be challenging him for that title? None other than Legado del Fantasma's own Berto, who defeated Noam Dar in the semifinals. In the round previous to that, he defeated Kit Wilson of Pretty Deadly, while Noam Dar defeated Lexus King, I believe in a match that was put together last second because of an injury to Joaquin Wild. We have not seen back since then, so best wishes to him. But Berto will now take on.
I heard he was knocked out for a long time.
Yeah, not good.
He did like a 450 or a 640, or he did something crazy, and he didn't rotate right and landed on his head, and he was out. So whatever it was not Lexus King's fault. He mistimed something that he did on his own.
Yeah, and Berto also wins this tournament and will be in action this Sunday at the aforementioned AAA Triple Mania, as he will team with Angel, and they will challenge the champions Sansan and Forastero. And not only will they challenge them, but also two other teams, Nick and Ryan Nemeth, and our boys, Brian, Psycho Clown and Pagano.
Man, they're going to go all the way with this old Pagano, aren't they?
Why not?
How come he didn't get as over as Mr. Iguana? You guys want some Mr. Iguana scoops? I provided to my ex
apparently
subscribers
Mr. Iguana,
yesterday.
Mr. Iguana is a he's a little bit of a, you know.
Well, Mr. Iguana did an interview. This was actually a while ago, but came back up recently. He came up with the idea for the Mr. Iguana character while on an LSD trip in his 20s. Actually, I think when he was 20. He then, you know, came up with this character. And I think he was originally going to be, you know, the translations back and forth. Maybe I'm missing something. But I believe he was originally going to be La Iguana Marijuana. The Marijuana Iguana. And then he realized that if you take marijuana, which apparently, I guess in Mexico, marijuana and marijuana are interchangeable. So so they can spell it with an H or a G. So he realized if you take the A out of marijuana, you got Mr. Iguana. And so that's how he got that. He originally just painted the front of his face, but it was, I guess, Conan that told him to, like, dip his whole head in paint. So now his whole head is green. And the little fella, the puppet, is named Yezga. Yezga, which comes from the slang term for marijuana in Mexico or drugs in general, Yesca.
The rag?
Yes. So that's Mr. Iguana.
Well,
his idols are La Parca and Eddie Guerrero.
I am now not surprised whatsoever that Mr. Iguana does jujitsu as a hobby.
Yes, he
does. After finding that out.
He does like his jujitsu. Well, we're all back just in time to go to a commercial break, everybody. And so we're going to do that. And you all missed all of the scoops about Mr. Iguana. So you should sign up today at WrestlingObserver.com or F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, let's see what I've got so far. Dave can do tomorrow, so that's handled. After Dark guest is willing to switch, but I haven't told her to do it yet. So I'm up in the air about that, you know what I mean? I feel, no matter what happens, I'm not doing my job one way or the other. Should be attending the show live. It's close. Right? And then jiu-jitsu, I'm actually not sure I can get it covered yet. So that's a question mark. That may be the deciding factor. What else? What are the other issues? Just having a really unlucky day. Should I really be driving?
Is your car charged?
It's ready to go. What does my heart tell me? God. My heart tells me they should be in Kent. I don't know, man. I'll think about it. I'm weighing a lot of different things right here. All right.
What does he have to do with it?
Let's quickly talk about this NXT show. I will say, I should have just watched the opener and then shut the rest of the show off. Ethan Page and Sean Legacy was great. Ethan Page can have a good match with anybody. Sean Legacy was great. They freaking worked a headlock. You understand? They worked a headlock early, where Ethan put him in a headlock, and he wouldn't let go, and the fans started to get mad. They started to boo the headlock, and so he held the headlock longer, and then they got really mad, and then Sean Legacy escaped, and he grabbed a headlock, and they popped. I was like, this is already the best match I've ever seen, and then they, did a bunch of really cool moves and everything. And then finally, Page avoided a 450, hit the Twist of Fate, pinned him clean. I mean, this was a great, great TV match. Loved it. And then afterwards, Ricky Saints went after Ethan. I thought he'd be on the main roster by now, but apparently not. So that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought that was bizarre. Unexpected. The crowd didn't seem to know what to think either. It wasn't like he got a huge pop.
Well, it's weird because they feuded, and then it was like it was over, and then the feud just is continuing. So I thought they were ending the feud to get him out of here, but apparently they're not. I don't think. I don't know. So, but that was a great opening segment. Then we had the JC Jane gimmick where Lainey Reed showed up. I may not have anyone to cover tonight, so it's not looking good. I got one more person. Then it's me, brother. I'll be here. JC Jane asked Ava about the new signing, this Lainey Reed. See, she's like, Jason's just like the rest of us. Who is this woman? No clue. And so Lainey shows up and she slaps JC across the face. She slaps her right in front of Ava. Ava just stands there.
What? JC just stood there too.
Well, then JC says, you know what? I want to do it again. I want to do it tonight. Cuts a promo on her. Lainey slaps her a second time. It takes two slaps for Ava to go, Lainey, you got to get out of here. And she shuffles her away, and then Lainey goes, I want that match. Sign it for tonight. Ava goes, all right, fine. I'm like, Ava, it's your job. Why does everybody always do your job for you? God. Then Sol and Zarya, this was creepy, they're secretly filming the women's locker room. You can't do that. You can't do that. I don't care if you're a woman. That's not allowed. There was drama. Then we had a hilarious segment if you pay attention to the show. Last week, Izzy Dame turned on the Virgin and hit him with a chair. The other two go, why did you do that? And she said, he's not committed to the culling. And they go, you're right. And like they were all on the same page. Well, a week later, they have a meeting, and now Sean Spears goes, can you explain why you turned on the Virgin? I'm like, I thought you guys were all on the same page last week. She goes, well, don't get mad at me, Dom. This is what she said. There's no room for half-ass commitment in the culling. I was like, oh, yeah? She said he didn't believe in us. We're supposed to believe in him. And so then Spears goes, you're brilliant. I was like, that's the line for brilliance nowadays?
It feels like they have shifted.
An uncommitted virgin, which explains a lot, by the way. So the driver thanks her for getting rid of this virgin, says it's a new beginning, and she says she's got her eye on something else.
Yeah, Brian, it seemed like she is now the centerpiece of this group.
No, I think it's Sean Stasiak.
Excuse, really? Sean Stasiak? Meat is back?
Or Sean whatever. What did I say? Stasiak? Sean
yes.
Spears.
It's certainly not Sean Stasiak. PMS.
Didn't he record a locker room too?
Oh, boy.
Golly, my brain is working really weird in my advanced age. Culling versus Briggs and Inamura. I thought, you know, at this point I thought, well, the Virgin hasn't been fired, so he's got to come back and help, you know, the fornicator. But it didn't happen. I guess maybe they're building to it. They're building tension with the fornicator and the Virgin. And so they got beat. Nico crotched Briggs and pinned him.
There was
totally dead for this finish.
There was a little bit of miscommunication between Briggs and Inamura, like a blind tag that kind of confused Inamura.
I know, but the thing is, Briggs and Inamura are like a great team that the people love, and they don't care a bit about the driver, Nico Vance. And when he pinned the fornicator, they were just like, oh, well, let's get some Evolve guys next.
He dominated the fornicator.
We had some backstage. Oh, yeah. Jasper beat up Oba before the show, and they teased maybe Oba couldn't continue, but of course he did.
More dangerous than any war zone on the planet. More deadly than the Syrian border is that NXT parking lot.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You will get attacked.
We had a Chase U segment. That was cool. The Mariah May deal. She's now Blake Monroe. Then we had Lash Legend versus Ren Sinclair. This was not good. It was just, they botched spots. I mean,
Botched the finish. I will say, what is good is Lash Legend's new Project Pat Chickenhead remix theme.
Cool. Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, Chickenhead.
JC Jane versus Lainey Reed. Not good. Lainey, at one point, threw two headbutts. And you know how we always use the term she missed by a mile? How many feet is a mile? Because I got to make sure, because it might actually have been a mile.
5,280 feet.
Okay, so she missed her by a half mile. She throws his headbutt, and she's as far away as I am from you right now. She misses by miles. Multiple miles. And JC sells it. And then she throws another one. It's even farther away. And JC sells that one too. And I'm like, listen, I'd rather you didn't do a clonking headbutt, but maybe don't do a headbutt at all if you got to be a mile away. So then they, you know, she has good athleticism and everything, but she's not ready for the main roster. And then Fallon distracted Lainey. JC hit her big right hand, got the pin. And then Ava comes out. And she says, you've determined your first opponent. I'm going to determine your next opponent. She signs, and I quote, 4 singles matches for next week. The winners go into a 4-way! And the winner gets a shot at Evolution. Yeah.
You know, I heard your discussion with Dave about, you know, these tournaments of multi-person matches. I will say, at least in the case of, the Money in the Bank, they did multi-person qualifiers. But Money in the Bank is a multi-person match, right? You don't want to – I think they did 3-ways. You don't want to have 6 people in every match. That's a little bit too much. But I think for something like that, it's fine. What they're doing for the King of the Ring and this tournament even is even worse when you think about it, is preposterous. In no circumstance would you have four people fight in order to determine who will compete in a one-on-one contest. Ridiculous.
We had some segments to set up some matches next week, including a six-person with Casey Navarro and AJ Francis. Top Dollar is back in NXT. We had NQCC having a meeting. Now old Tavion wants out as well. And Javon is kind of riling up Charlie. We had Tony D and Luca versus Tyson and Tyreek. This wasn't very good, but I did like the story. At the end of the match, like, the story is that nobody trusts Luca, including the babyface Tony. He's not an idiot. He does not trust this guy. But Luca is insisting, I've done nothing wrong. I'm on your side. So they do this match, and Tony doesn't trust him as a partner. Stax hits the ring with a crowbar. The crowbar falls on the mat as Tony is beating up Stax. Luca picks up the crowbar, and right then Tony turns around. He sees him with a crowbar. He gets all furious about it. And then as he's screaming, he gets distracted and pinned. And so
they got bumped into each other.
Luca's like, dude, I didn't do anything. I picked up the crowbar. I wasn't trying to attack you, but Tony doesn't trust him. So I like that finish. Oh, now I did get somebody who can cover it. Trick. This is like a show long storyline. It's crazy.
Can't wait for you to get to the garage and realize your car's not charged.
It's plugged in right now. Trick then did a promo backstage, setting up the match next week. And then we had Oba Femi and Jasper Troy for the NXT title. And I don't know, man. Jasper's a good athlete.
Too early.
Yeah, he's not ready for TV. I couldn't call it a disaster in a lot of ways because they did work it out in advance. And, you know, they told a decent story, which was that Oba's ribs were hurt and Jasper kept working over the ribs and he's a big guy. And they had a lot of heat and the people were really into it. But my God, I was ranting on Monday about this stupid... Golly. They did a spot on Monday where they're doing near fall. Boom, in this four-way, then put the men. Boom, boom, near fall, up, down, blah, blah, blah. Dom tries to steal a pin with a crucifix, and the ref goes, shoulder ain't down, and just like the match died. Like, it just came to a halt as this referee was being a hard ass about the shoulder being down. Well, this time, they're doing this match, and like, you know, they made it through. We're at the very end.
You could tell they are both sucking wind at this point.
Oba hits a pop-up power bomb.
No, he doesn't.
It's supposed to be a pop-up power
bomb. It's supposed to, but one's like a pop-up spine buster.
It doesn't matter. You're killing the lead. He hits the move. The ref drops down. One. Two. Jasper doesn't move. And he stops. And the crowd goes, what? And the ref starts going like this, like the shoulder's up, but it's not. And you see Jasper. Jasper's flat on his back, and you just see him all of a sudden. He just looks at the ref like, what are you doing? And then you look at Oba. Oba's like, I am going to eat you. He is so angry. He's going to kill and eat this man. And this referee just stopped.
Dude.
And so time stands still. And then Oba's like, get up. And he lifts this dude up. And he throws him in again. They just do the same move again. And now the ref counts. I'm like, oh my God!
Who do you think made the call?
Dude, whose fault was it?
Did the ref get something in the earpiece and go like, hey, that looked like cow dung? Have him do it again?
I can't figure out. Was Jasper supposed to kick out and forgot?
I don't know.
Did someone call the audible to do it again and the ref forgot to tell him and he just stopped counting? What was happening here? God, this show. I was so mad last night and then this guy's like, never mind. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I didn't see, there's a problem. Here's why I don't think I'm going to go. I did a heads or tails. I didn't like the answer.
Why'd you ask me to call it? And then you said what it was going to be. You go, Tom.
No, I said what it ended up being.
You said call it.
Yeah, so call it. Heads or tails. Heads I go, tails I stay. Call it. Heads I go, tails I stay. Say it.
Okay.
Say it.
Heads you go, tails you stay.
No, pick one, you idiot.
That's not how it works.
Oh, my God. Say heads or tails.
Heads.
Okay. Tails.
So what does it matter if I picked one or the other?
Tails means I stay, you moron. Golly. You know, here's the thing. Here's why I think I'm actually going to stay. Because in order for this to work, nothing has to go wrong. Do you understand? There has to be, like, no traffic on the way down. There has to be no traffic on the way back. I got to be able to easily get in, easily get out of Portland. Like, everything has to go perfectly for this to work. And have you listened to the show today? Like, there's no chance, right? There's no chance this will go off without a hitch.
You don't even know how a coin flip works. How are you going to make it down to Portland?
Well, I'm going to sign off, everybody. And I think there's a very good chance there's going to be an After Dark today. But if you listen to the show and it's a replay at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, you'll know I left. But I do plan to likely be there today. I'm just feeling like this is just going to be a disaster if I go. You know what I mean? Do I really need a disaster on my last day of 40s? Shouldn't I go into my 50s, like, relaxed and at peace?
No. You go out how you came in.
God. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.